US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Good on you, Ender. Thank you for everything this week. 922-11-882. That's the number you're going to need for the Friday edition of the Rumour File. Today we put the best rumour of the week and the random rumour of the week into the draw for the magnificent MGZS Essence. So call now. You could win $400 cash today just for phoning your rumour through. 922-11-882. The boys are standing by to take your call. 922-11-882. Hags into Talk Sports soon. Great story at West Coast. Hello, Bobby.
Thank you, Basil, and a good Friday morning, Millsy. Most of America's schools are scheduled to reopen for the new academic year over the next 3 weeks.
Open schools! Open schools!
President Trump agrees with those demonstrators.
All schools should be making plans to resume in-person classes as soon as possible.
That's despite the coronavirus, and it's a major part of his pre-election push to get the country back to normal rapidly. Yet the latest polls show a growing majority of voters, 60%, oppose his reopened demand. In Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania, near Pittsburgh, it is parent versus parent.
Please don't take the choice away from my child. My son has barely had any conversations with other children since March.
I don't think we have enough testing in place and testing for asymptomatic students. I think that the teachers are reticent about coming back.
Seattle has just decided to begin the school year online only. Los Angeles and Chicago said earlier this month they are doing the same. Some schools are going with so-called hybrid learning, half the time in class, half at home. That's the case in New Jersey, where teacher Marie Teichner is concerned about going back to her classroom, so she's applied for a medical exemption.
What do I do when a child cries or needs their shoe tied? How do I respond and say, I can't help you, I can't comfort you because we have to be 6 foot apart.
In Arizona, a high school boy says of his teachers,
their teachers, this is their job and this is what they need to be here to do.
But one of those teachers, Brad Charles, has diabetes and worries about the risks of getting COVID-19.
I feel like, in a way, they've made us enemies.
So he tells the American ABC he's calling it quits.
I have resigned as of yesterday.
Two schools that opened this week in Chattanooga, Tennessee, closed this morning after positive COVID tests at both. At the White House, Trump introduced his new coronavirus advisor, Dr. Scott Atlas.
The president's priority is to open the schools and open them safely.
Dr. Atlas, seen frequently on Fox News, has praised the president's handling of the virus and shares many of his inaccurate views, telling Fox viewers,
much of the stuff on masks really is not very good science at all.
Yet it seems we'll be seeing Dr. Atlas at the White House podium, and not the return of top government disease specialist Dr. Anthony Fauci or White House Coronavirus Task Force Manager Dr. Deborah Birx. For Millsy and Basil, both of them have veered away from Trump's take.
Good on you, Bobby. Thank you. It's only hotting up over there, isn't it? It's going to get very, very interesting.